on, America, and welcome to the Halloween edition of the Dear America podcast. Halloween is one of my favorite times of year. I love Halloween.
I do too. I like dressing up.
Your favorite holiday?
His favorite Halloween. Holiday.
All right. Anyway, so hashtag Dear America, let's continue this debate. I say Halloween. Jake tells me that it's Halloween.
No.
How do you pronounce
you
it?
You say Halloween. I say it's Halloween.
Oh, sorry. Halloween. Halloween. Yeah. Halloween sounds better than Halloween. Halloween.
Halloween.
Halloween.
How do you
Halloween.
Say it?
Halloween.
I think that's how I say it too. I don't know now. Y'all
Halloween sounds like a Tatooine. It sounds like a
the planet.
Yeah, like the planet in Star
Halloween.
Wars or something.
Tatooine.
Halloween. Halloween.
Halla.
All right, so I thought it would be cool today to talk about Halloween a little bit.
Sure.
Talk about some of the things that we like a lot. Scary movies. Alyssa's going to be silent for the next 45 minutes because she hates all things scary movies.
Well, what about what I like about Halloween?
Well, hold on. I want to read.
Doesn't matter.
Apparently.
All right, so Halloween today is not what it used to be. So I thought that I would read about the creation of Halloween.
Well, that's creepy because
Halloween began as the festival of Samhain. It was part of the ancient Celtic religion in Britain and other parts of Europe. At the end of the summer, the Celts thought the barrier between our world and the world of ghosts and spirits got really thin. It was all about scaring away the ghosts and spirits. So that was Halloween. Originally, people would dress up
to scare the
spirits. I guess like ghosts and spirits to scare the ghost and spirit.
I like it.
The education system was really good back in the day. You know, the logic was lacking.
Spot on.
But that's how it started off. It started off with a bunch of superstitious people that believed that, that ghosts were coming to mess with us on Halloween. Yeah. I wonder if it was the same day, like the same time period. Probably not.
I am sure not.
Yeah, and then the candy company got involved, and now we are where we are today.
We got commercialized.
Mm-hmm. It was also brought up to me yesterday, and for those that don't watch on video, I apparently have a nervous tic,
you do.
I always tighten the screws on the microphone, and somebody pointed it out. But in my defense, look at this.
It is a little wobbly.
You see how wobbly it is? That it messes with
Maybe
me,
it's
man.
You're like
does yours
it.
Mess with? Does yours move like
Mine's
that all the
wobbly.
Time?
If I touch it, it does. But
yeah, we don't touch it.
I don't touch,
don't
it.
Touch it.
I have to do something with my hands.
Do this.
Look like I'm praying the whole time? No. Anyway, all right. The point is, thank you for pointing out my insecurities, and now I'm super, super weird about it. Anyway, Halloween is an interesting holiday to me. Because it's the one time of year that as parents, we tell our kids it's okay to take candy from strangers.
True.
In fact, we encourage it.
Yeah.
Go and take
as much candy as
you can. Just rip them off. If they let you stick your hand in the bag, just pull out as much as possible. You know, I'm all for it. What I'm not for, however, hashtag Dear America, let's go ahead and open this up right now. Are you pro over the age of like, I don't know, 10 12. Or 11.
I was going to go 12, but okay.
Trick or treating. Jake, what do you think?
10 or 11? Yeah, I think maybe 12 or
12.
13.
I say no 12.
So middle schoolers? Middle schoolers
Why not?
Should
they
still
can have
be?
Fun?
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, it's fun.
No, they can't have fun. No.
The costumes
go get
actually
a job.
Get scary.
No.
Go get a
over
job.
12.
Stop
get
cutting
a job.
In front of stop cutting in front of 6-year olds and taking all the good candy at the door.
You're only saying this because we've had a lot of bad experiences with teenagers cutting
Dude,
in front of our kids or running them over.
Teenagers are the worst, okay? Yeah. And this is why, because they show up at the door and they don't even try. Like, they just
they
show
have, like,
up.
They have like a cowboy hat on.
As,
we're dressed.
As a dude or as a girl. We can only assume. And then they're like, candy. No, I'm not giving you candy. You didn't even try. I'm that dude. At the
time,
I'm like, no, you didn't qualify for candy.
You don't know what age they identify as,
though.
That's
true. Very true.
I mean, I could go trick-or-treating and say I'm 11.
I hate everything about what you just said. I do. I have a severe problem with it, man. Grow
up. We have trained our children. Now, with that said, we're very careful about, you know, where we trick-or-treat or do trunk-or-treats. But I have trained my children. The one thing I love about Halloween is dots. I love dots candy. Mm. And I tell them, wherever you find a dot, you grab it for your
Tootsie
mama.
Tootsie Rolls or Hershey Bars?
Like Tootsie Rolls?
Sour stuff.
Ew.
Really? Hashtag Dear America, what is your favorite Halloween?
Halloween.
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 That's what I feel like. I'm like, Halloween, y'all. Yeah. You know, kind of stuff. Anyway,
yes.
What's your favorite Halloween candy? It Tootsie Rolls and Hershey's are mine. Like the little fun size Hershey's.
Oh, I have a weird Halloween story that mixes holidays. You want to hear it? I just saw it on the news.
Okay.
So there is this haunted house, and did you see this? They messed up. They're in their haunted house, and they had Virgin Marys because it was at, like, this old place. The Virgin Marys have been there for a long time, but someone accidentally took the covering off the Virgin Marys. So when you're going through, like, on the back of the haunted house, you see Virgin Mary, and they got very offended and reported this haunted house because the mother, they had to make a statement saying, you know, our mother and Christ or however, I don't know, sorry, I'm not Catholic, but like we apologize. She's sacred and yada yada. So yeah, so this haunted house got busted for unveiling Virgin Mary in their haunted house.
I have a lot of respect for the Catholic religion. Like I don't agree with it at all, but their little symbols look like baseball play calls to me. It's like
it's
am I praying to Jesus or am I stealing third? What am I doing? You know, kind of thing. All right, so let's go into some funny or a funny thing.
Okay.
Bed Bath & Beyond is under some serious hot water right now, and they had to remove this item off the shelves. Black penguins.
Black penguins
are taking over the world. Black pumpkins was a decoration this year in Bed Bath & Beyond, and they were forced to take it off after complaints of it resembled blackface too much. Pumpkins are now racist because, blackface. It resembles black people.
That's ridiculous.
It resembles black people, the pumpkins that are black instead of orange. Black and orange is Halloween color, so
that
I don't understand.
True. Well,
I
you can
understand.
Go to your nearest Hobby Lobby because I'm pretty sure we have some black pumpkins.
I say just keep them orange, let them resemble.
Well, Hobby
our
Lobby came under attack last year with the cotton thing, and Hobby Lobby took off. So Hobby Lobby is not without
its flaws.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't care. I think it's the dumbest thing imaginable. Who cares? It's Halloween.
I say keep them orange and let them resemble our great president if you don't want different colors.
Yeah. You don't have a problem with the skeleton that's cut somebody's head off in the front yard.
Yeah.
But you got a problem with the black pumpkin.
Let me just tell you this, though. As a mother of three, we went into the Halloween store to find some costumes. It was a
scandalous.
Freaky. They had some scary stuff like right in the front.
Oh, yeah.
And all three of my kids go, oh, and I was like, I don't know if we should leave or not. Like, you don't want to be that.
They've also
mom,
got some hoe outfits in there, too.
Yeah, but that was on the other section. I'm talking like some freaky stuff that you would see at a haunted house. And I didn't quite know how to handle it. Probably didn't do my best. I said, cover your eyes and run.
Yeah. Cover your eyes.
Those hoe outfits you're talking about better be unisex is all I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
men
gosh.
Should be able to.
They
oh,
do. I'm pretty sure
speaking
they do.
Of
freaky.
Halloween, a lot of stars dressed up in certain things for Halloween, and it was actually really good. Jessica Biel and Justin Timberlake. Jessica Biel dressed up as Justin Timberlake in the NSYNC days, and Justin Timberlake was a microphone.
No, that's good.
Yeah.
That's cute.
Let's see. What else?
I want to dress up as Justin Trudeau, which is basically just blackface, black hand. No, just kidding.
I was going to say, I would not.
You're bachelor people.
I'm Justin
Trudeau.
Yeah,
they dress up as Elvis.
No.
Oh, I'm
thinking
of Jade. Jade and Tanner, they all, their whole family and the kids dressed up as Elvis. It was really cute.
What's the weird dude that had the mustache?
Oh, shoot. I could have told you if you didn't. Everybody knows
Peter
who you're talking
John
about.
Mark.
No,
Peter
Peter
John Mark.
No, he was older. He was like.
You're
naming
Bible
Justin.
Figures at that point.
Justin, Jason,
no,
Tyler.
No, he's with, what's her face
he's
now?
The dude that lives in the van.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody. Dean.
Dean.
Yeah.
And.
Yes, I got one. Kaylin?
Kaylin. All right. Kaylin dressed up as Dean, and Dean dressed up as Kaylin for Halloween.
That's weird.
Yeah, it was really disturbing. I was not happy to have witnessed it.
We actually had two friends that did that in South Carolina.
And they're no longer our friends.
No, yes, they are. I love them to death. But they pulled it off really well. I was like, that's genius. I wonder if we could do that.
It used to
I'm
be
not
a,
dressing up as you.
It used to be a scary thing.
You don't want to be me?
Like, let's dress up as something scary, not let's dress up as
I don't want to be a woman.
Something normal.
I don't want to dress like a woman.
Yeah.
It's funny. You'd be
that would be scary. Though.
That
like,
would be
if
scary.
If you were a cheerleader.
Terrifying.
You can call it discrimination all you want. I don't want to dress up like a girl because I'm not one.
It's Halloween.
You don't have that option.
Goober.
Yeah. Ooh.
That is sexist.
Graham Allen is such a bigot and a misogynistic thing.
Tell us something we don't know.
Okay, so I want to go around the table. Like I said, my nose is running while we do this. This is the Halloween edition, right? So I thought it would be fun for us to tell the story of the movie that scared us the most as a kid.
Got it.
All right, so Alyssa goes second. Jake.
What?
The Sixth Sense.
What? I didn't even get scared in that movie.
That's not a scary movie.
How old were you?
Well, I'm not that much older than you, Jake.
I was like 8 years old. So if you don't think it would scare an 8-year-old,
Jake,
all right.
Jake,
okay, well.
Are you aware of the difference between a horror movie and a suspense thriller movie?
Well,
he was eight.
Scare you shouldn't matter.
No, I'm talking scary movie, okay? The Sixth Sense is a suspense thriller movie. It's not even in the same.
I've heard of a lot of people who that movie was.
So when he runs to his tent and he turns and the girl has like spaghetti hanging out of her mouth and she's all dead.
Yeah,
all the dead
scary
people, and then his mom yelling at him with all the cabinets open in the kitchen.
Swing Away.
Terrifying.
That was good. But Swing Away, like when it all came
together. Swing Away?
That's,
That is Signs.
That's Signs.
Oh, sorry,
that is, what is wrong with you?
Signs is also scary.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't even know these two people. I am so embarrassed.
I don't buy into
this.
Sorry,
is the Halloween edition, and you're talking about Sixth Sense, and she's talking about Signs.
But I got one. Okay. I walked in with my parents' friends watching. I know. I'm not good
walked
at stories.
Walked in on my parents' friends.
Hang on.
A priest and a rabbi walk into a bar.
But I was only like eight like you, and they were watching Chucky. And let me tell you.
I kicked that doll
when you're
across
eight,
the room.
No, but it was. I didn't even watch the whole movie. Like, we just walked in, and she stopped. So I had to stop because she was my friend. I didn't know. And we just started watching some scenes from it. Oh, it still messes me up.
I watched Chucky by myself when I was six.
Yeah, but you're a disturbed individual.
I'm not a disturbed individual.
I liked Chucky.
Even at six, I had the rational thought to understand this is a doll. Like, there's no way. There's no way the doll would. Okay. So
what do you guys?
Yours is better than Jake's. At least yours was an actual like horror film. So
I know what yours is.
What?
Halloween.
No, that's my favorite.
Yeah
that is his favorite. Never.
Oh, what scarred you as a kid? That's right.
Yeah,
that's
we hadn't even got into favorites yet.
Is it Trick or Treat?
Trick or Treat came out like 10 years ago. No, so Halloween is my favorite scary movie.
Mm-hmm.
I love everything about Halloween. We'll get into that in a minute. No.
Can't wait.
All right, so premise. Here's the thing. I'm going to take you guys down a journey.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to describe the movie to you.
Goody.
So this is the Halloween edition of the podcast.
Pew, pew, pew.
So anyway, this movie was called Dark Knight of the Scarecrow. That's the name of this movie. Do you remember like back when TBS used to have like the dinner in a movie thing, and they used to show like terrible movies, and they'd cook dinner there.
It's
in the
so
middle
scary
of it.
Nobody's heard of it.
Yeah. But they cooked dinner between, so it wasn't lighten the mood a
little
bit.
Yeah. So anyway, okay, did you ever see Dark Man?
Yes, you made me watch it.
Dark
it was awful.
Man.
I have never made you watch
you
that. What's it about?
I don't remember about it.
Uh-huh.
No, I really
man.
Do remember you making me watch it.
It had Liam Neeson, and he was like a burn victim.
Yes.
And he wrapped his face up, and he couldn't feel things anymore.
That sounds really familiar.
The main bad guy's name was Durant. Was like the main bad guy's name. All right, this guy from this movie was Durant in that movie. So if you are actually an American and you've seen the movie, you know what I'm talking about. It's Durant, the guy who plays Durant. Anyway, so he plays a guy named Bubba in this movie. And Bubba is, you can't say the R word anymore. He is special needs person. He's like a 30-year-old man that's like 10 in his mind in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And his best friend is this little 10-year-old little girl. So one day that what was that look for, Jake? You don't even know where I'm going with this. Anyway, so in the movie,
it's
their
going
favorite
downhill quick.
No, it's not. Let me finish.
Well, okay,
their
okay.
favorite, this is the Halloween edition.
All right,
I don't need your eyes. All right.
Okay.
What now?
She hated it.
It's a good movie, though, right?
Oh, my goodness.
I love Dark Man. Well, you got to remember, it was like 91 when it came out. Anyway, all right. Point is, so you know who I'm talking about. Durant, then. Like, the mega. See? You two are the weird ones.
He's the scary one in the movie?
No. In Dark Man, he's the bad guy. In this movie, he's Bubba, okay. who is a special needs guy.
Best All friends right. with a 10-year-old. Right.
Their favorite thing to do is play hide and seek. So the girl is hiding in the beginning of the movie, and she jumps into somebody's backyard, and there's this big old, like, Rottweiler in the backyard, and Aww. This dog starts tearing this girl Uh-oh. Up. Well, Bubba jumps over, and he's got, like, superhuman strength, and he saves the girl, but he's like 10 in his mind, mm-hmm. so he does, I guess, what a 10-year-old would do, so he starts walking down the street with this girl in his arms, and she's all bloodied bloody. Up and everything.
They so, blame Bubba.
So like the town rednecks blame Bubba for it.
Aww.
So Bubba starts running for his life, and then his mom. He gets to his mama's house, and mama decides the place to hide him is in the cotton field inside the scarecrow outfit.
Oh, boy.
So Bubba's, like, hiding in the scarecrow outfit, and, of course, these rednecks find him, and they kill Bubba and the scarecrow. All right,
That's
the beginning
movie.
Of the movie. Hold on. It's a horror movie. Wait just a dadgum minute. Well, after all that happened, all of the rednecks that killed Bubba start dying mysteriously
Good.
Throughout the film. And at the very end of the movie, the main guy who was responsible for tracking down Bubba and killing him, he's running through the cornfield, and it's got, like, the machine that chops up the corn. I don't even know what it's called. Chops it up, and it's behind him, and he's looking behind him, like, trying to see who's driving it, looking, and then all of a sudden, boom! He runs into a scarecrow holding a pitchfork, and he, like, impales himself on the pitchfork. The dude dies right there. And at the very end of the movie, it's like this wide-angle shot. It's nighttime. The scarecrow's there. Dude's impaled. And then the little girl runs up, and all you hear is her say, "Good job, Bubba. Next time I'll teach you how to hide instead of seek." End of the movie. Just like that. That movie jacked me up when I was a kid. It was something about poor old Bubba being in that scarecrow outfit.
Isn't it funny, though, the little things, like that movie didn't mess me up at all, but it messed you up.
Jake's going to go home and find this movie now.
But it's so weird to me how you have to protect your brain as best as you can, because sometimes these little things you don't think, like Chucky, it's a doll.
The people at Amazon are going to want to know why there's an influx in The Dark Knight and the Scarecrow.
Well, you know, you say, like, when I watch TV, I ruin it for you because I'm poking all the holes in it.
Yep.
It's kind of the same with horror movies. I'm like, oh, that's blah, 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 blah. Like, that's not real. Movies like Sixth Sense, there's not as much of that.
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
Look, there it is.
Oh my goodness! Well, you can
you see
do
the
like
scarecrow
me and my
mask
friend,
and everything,
and probably most people listening do is just hide under their covers and don't really watch anything at all.
Yeah.
And then we just hear.
Someone said on the cover.
That is creepy.
Marvelous! I was terrified.
That is creepy.
I know. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Someone should dress up as him for Halloween.
That they sell a mask. Look.
I don't want
Hold
to.
Hold on. No, there it be.
Well, I've seen that mask. Yeah.
I know.
Creepy.
Dark Knight is good. Ladies and gentlemen, you are welcome. Put this into your rotation of normal Halloween movies to watch. Dark Knight of the Scarecrow. I can learn you something
Let's
on this episode.
Let's talk about Hallmark Christmas movies. They're starting soon.
When it's the Christmas episode, we will talk about
it's
that. But
soon.
Today is my day, people. I love Halloween. I think it's a fun time. I like watching scary movies. I think that they're fun. I enjoy scary movies because they're not real.
Mm-hmm.
And not I know yet. They're not real.
It's my wife's favorite holiday, too.
See?
She loves it.
I like 4th of July after Christmas.
So what's your
I like Christmas.
I mean,
That's
of course,
your
I love Christmas.
I don't think anybody's favorite
Everyone's
is
favorite
not
holiday
Christmas.
Is Christmas.
I think
what the next favorite
like,
holiday is.
Main favorite is. Everybody's got like their 1B
yeah.
holiday.
My
Halloween is my 1B, even over Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving's like 3 for me.
Oh, I love Thanksgiving, but it's not above 4th of July.
Yeah, 4th of July is pretty awesome.
See,
if it's on a weekend.
4th of July, I love it because it's America, but it's hot as crap, and I don't know.
It is America's day.
Yeah.
You appreciate it.
Yeah.
Well, Christmas is Jesus's day.
Well, Jesus, that's number one. You said 1B.
Jesus has 2 days. We got Easter and Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
He has 365
days. He has 365 days a year. 66 on leap year. Anyway, all right. So, okay. So, that was fun. What's your favorite scary movie? Like, if you're going to watch a scary movie, what's your go-to scary movie?
Mine would be not Signs. It's the other one that we just talked about, which was
Sixth Sense?
Oh, no, it was Signs. Shoot, dadgum.
Signs is awesome.
I actually don't know. I don't really like scary movies. You know this. Now, I love The Fugitive with Harrison Ford.
Are you kidding me?
What?
Do you understand what a scary movie right. is?
I don't
I'm
like
totally
scary
redeemed.
Movies.
Wow.
I don't like scary. I don't like feeling scared.
I hate, man, favorite scary movie. Liar was really, really tough yeah. in
it
some
was
areas.
On
when
edge.
He beat himself up yeah. in the bathroom, I just about
the
lost
Truman
it.
Show?
Have you seen The Mask?
Scary. Yeah, have you seen The Mask?
Freaky.
Couldn't sleep for weeks.
No, you like that number 23. That's not really a scary movie, but
oh,
it's like a
that.
Suspense.
That was I like suspense. You said scary.
I know. It's sad that you can't name
well,
a single one.
You know
one.
Me well. What do I like? I don't know. Aliens. Does that count? I like
that's sci-fi.
The Fourth Kind was pretty good.
Okay, I give up. Yeah. Move on. Go, Jake.
I don't know. That's a tough one. I like the Conjuring series. They're,
Conjuring's
they're
good.
Good.
Oh, Red Rum. That one.
The Shining.
That was good.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I mean, it's a classic. You got to give it to her
okay,
there. It's a classic.
Yeah. I don't know.
You didn't know what it was called technically, but you know, we'll let that
well,
we'll let
they
that
also
clear.
Say it on Angry Birds.
Jeepers Creepers is pretty cool.
Oh,
too.
Dude,
ew.
I love the first Jeepers
no.
Creepers.
The first one, yeah.
The second and the
that
third one were garbage.
I only saw the first one.
What's the Candy Cane?
Oh, the diesel truck.
That is Joyride, and that is a suspense movie.
Well, I hated it. It freaked me out. I don't
Sweetheart,
like that movie.
I love you more than anything
that
in this world.
Me.
I need you to take a 5-minute timeout okay. right now. Just for what you, know, what,
well,
what you just
yours?
Said.
We all know yours, though.
Halloween is my favorite. All right, so I love all of them. The Nightmare on Elm Street, ew. The Friday the 13th. I love
Long
all of them.
Finger
Even
gun.
The Screams. I love the Scream
oh,
movies.
I like Scream.
You know?
I like Scream.
I love it. Well, there you go. Scream is a scary movie. I mean, that's in the horror movie genre.
Because it's so fake.
It's a slasher
good.
Film. Slasher yeah. films fall in the scary
oh,
movie
and
drama.
And what's the other one that's just like Scream they came out with?
I said scary movie drama.
I know what you did last
scary
summer.
Movie genre.
Oh,
I know what you did. That's in the slasher horror movie
yeah.
genre. Urban Legends,
nope,
those movies were
like
in there too.
One.
So that was like the mid to late 90s realm of horror movies, right? Mm. So the 80s was your
Shining.
Michael Myers, your Freddy Krueger's, your Jason Voorhees. It was like
oh.
that maniacal slasher film mm-hmm. of this unstoppable force, right?
Yeah.
And then the 90s happened, and Wes Craven and all those people came up with the new age slashers, which it wasn't this invincible person or anything like that. So you had your Scream, and then Scream came out, and then the I Know What You Did Last Summer's came out, and then the Urban Legends happened, and it was a very specific kind of
thing.
They
always do that. They always
had.
Find a niche, and then
yeah,
they
always find a
beat
niche.
It to death.
The, yeah. the 2000s was the paranormal thing.
Yeah,
yes,
you
yes.
know,
I love Paranormal
no,
Activity.
No, that movie.
The
that
first
movie
one.
Freaked me
The first
out.
Paranormal Activity, yeah. yeah.
I didn't sleep for like
when
a month after
her out
that.
Of the
yeah.
bed
yes,
it loses
yes, that,
its punch after the
yeah,
first movie,
yeah.
you know, because
the
first time nobody had ever really seen anything like that
it's
before.
It's real footage.
Oh, I really loved, a lot of people get mad at me, but I really loved the first Blair Witch Project. When it first came out, it
yeah.
started this whole first person
like
camera
See,
genre.
I hate that.
Really?
I hate the
I don't
shaking.
Mind it.
I hate
the first person camera genre when they try to make it look like super good the
yeah.
whole time. You know, like that's why I like the Blair Witch Project. Because it's also relevance, right? Like, kids today watching the Blair Witch Project for the first time, they think it's really stupid
yeah.
because they've seen it before. But us, we had never seen anything like that. People actually thought they were dead. Like, I mean, it was this big thing. Social media wasn't around back then. I mean, people were concerned
yeah.
that these people really had died and we'd found some footage. I mean, you know, and it did. It messed with a lot of people. That scene at the end where the dude's facing the corner and all that stuff. Yeah, man. I remember that.
I don't
remember that movie either?
I don't think I
remember. Hashtag Dear America.
What's the Headless Horseman one?
That's Sleepy Hollow.
That was good.
I'll let that slide in
a
there a little
one.
Bit. It's close. It's close. I love that movie.
He
I thought that
headless.
Movie was fun.
Have you seen Sweeney Todd?
That's a Steven Spielberg
that's a
movie. and I love Sleepy Hollow, too. I'll let that one go in Halloween. That's
well,
a
yeah.
Halloween movie.
Halloween movie,
for sure. I don't really know if it's a horror movie, but it counts. We'll let that one go. Anyway, so...
Oh! I got one.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
So when we
I thought of one.
When
I got
we
one.
Were 10, our favorite movie to watch on sleepovers, a bunch of girls, obviously, was Anaconda. and Congo. Do you remember Congo and Anaconda, the snake and the monkeys?
Every time those you open your scary. Mouth right now, I'm losing respect for you as a person.
Those were good. I was not scary.
Spiraling down a road. Everyone listening right now is laughing at you so hard.
I was 10 years old.
I love Anaconda.
I do too.
Oh, God.
When he eats
but
it.
Not
John,
a horror movie.
I like it because John Voight, he winks when he spits him out kind of thing.
But
what did I spoil the ending for people?
No, I was thinking he would get his belly when he did it, but what's fine.
Anyway, Halloween is just, I don't know. It starts the cold months. I really enjoy
And let me
Halloween.
Just say, it is cold in Texas today.
No, it's not. You just don't like
it. You lie.
Cold
Even the
winter.
Security guard people said it's freezing
in
Texas.
Yeah,
because
they're used to like $1.10, $1.15 weather. Like they just don't.
I have on 3 layers and took a jacket off just to film
I got
this.
To wear my nice sweatshirt today.
It looks very
today.
Nice on
Thank
you.
Thank you. I love it.
Like you just
that.
Got done painting something.
No, he doesn't.
Painting something?
That's a very nice one.
It is a nice Jack, I'm not saying it's nice.
I just got back from Santa Fe.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
And
so
it shows.
So this was our Halloween episode, but we do have some really, really big announcements. That's what we told you guys on Monday's episode, that this was going to be an episode that you could not miss. Mm-hmm. And this doesn't have anything to do with politics. What we want to talk to you guys about is there are some changes that are happening. All of them are good. None of them are bad. And we kind of want to walk you guys through what is going on and, you know, kind of what the next steps are going to be. So when we started this podcast, we thought that it would do really well. And it didn't. It did amazing. And it blew everybody's expectations out of the water.
You're welcome.
Yeah, Alyssa is solely responsible for that.
I'm single-handedly carrying this thing for y'all.
And we can't express enough how much that is meant to us.
Yeah.
You know, the idea of a podcast got brought on. And you know, everybody does podcasts today. And so how do you create something that is different but stands out and that people will enjoy? So I had a couple ideas, and you know, I wanted it to not be just me. I felt like if we did it that way, I didn't think it would bomb, but I just didn't think that it would really take off and turn into this thing that it has. So it was my idea that it doesn't need to be just me. And I knew very early on that I wanted Jake and Alyssa to not only be a part of it, but to be permanent fixtures in the podcast. And not everybody saw the vision at first, and that's okay. And so we kind of had to prove it. It was a prove it type situation. And we did. And so, you know, you guys have made it abundantly clear that you really love the format. And I think that we are merging worlds a lot with the success of this podcast. We just had John Cooper from Skillet the other day.
One.
We had the guys from Floribama Shore on
that
MTV. We've had Candace Owens. You know, I mean, just about as political as you can get.
Mm-hmm.
There's rumors on Don Jr. is going to make an appearance here soon. So we seem to have really started to bridge the gap a little bit. I said that my dream is to be like the political Joe Rogan kind of thing. Like, that's kind of what I want to do. Obviously, that's a major goal to hit, but that's kind of what I want. And I think with the people that are starting to be interested in coming on the podcast, we're not paying these people to come on here.
Right.
I mean, they legitimately just want to be on the show. And I think that just speaks volumes to what we're creating here.
Mm-hmm.
So in saying all of that, we do have some announcements to talk to you guys about. By the time you hear this episode, we will be officially leaving Blaze TV. And we will be taking the podcast from the Blazes Network to go independent. And that is our major bombshell news that we're going to be doing. Now, we love the Blaze. Everybody here is amazing.
They are. Mm-hmm. They've been so good.
They've been so amazing to us. But at the end of the day, it came down to with all the success that's going on and all the time constraints and being pulled in 8 million different directions.
And you're gone so much.
Gone so much. And then we also realized that with the success of the podcast, we need to be able to go places and do things. And a permanent fixture place just became a little bit of a hindrance business-wise. And so that's it. It was strictly a business decision, and we love everybody at the Blaze. We're still going to be actively involved with the Blaze. Mm-hmm. Blaze is going to come on the show quite often. We're going to go on theirs a lot, but it truly just came down to that business, and it is the direct result from the support of you guys and the success of the show.
So thank you
for that, but I'm sure you all have a lot of questions on what the crap does that mean. Jake, tell them. I'm kidding. I'm going to tell them. So what's going to happen is this. For all of you that are current subscribers, you will still be subscribed to the show.
So don't unsubscribe.
So do not unsubscribe. Stay with us because what's going to happen is all the business stuff on the back end is being handled. The name of the show is going to change slightly. It's probably going to shift from Dear America podcast with Graham Allen to Graham Allen's Dear America.
But if you're already subscribed.
For those of you who are subscribed, you don't have to do anything.
Right.
When the next episode pops up, it's just going to pop up looking different, but you will be notified.
You're safe.
You are safe. So don't do anything. Just continue to do exactly what you've done. The reason we're changing it is, again, just business, some legal things. The name has to maneuver just a little bit. But what we're wanting to do with the podcast and what we're going to do is we're going to enact on a lot of the things that we have been talking about. In the next year, we plan on having more guests. We plan on actually starting a Dear America tour, which the whole purpose is to take this podcast to, I don't know, schools or areas across the country. That's my goal. We'll probably start Southeastern Conference first because that just makes the most
sense. Let's start at the beach in Florida.
Well, we are going to Florida next month, but not for the podcast. Anyway, so those are things for you to start getting excited about. We want to create Eventbrite events where it doesn't cost any money to show up, but you have to register for a ticket so we know how many people are there. And we're going to start doing live taping in front of audiences and have special guests. We are going to take this thing on the road and
next
we're super
level.
Next level. And so, you know, we don't want you guys to think this is a bad thing. This is actually really, really good.
Yeah, we're excited.
And it's really exciting stuff that's going to happen. However, there will be, this will be the last episode for a slight break. Mm-hmm. And the reason that the break is happening is because we are right now in the process building out a new studio, figuring out where all this stuff is going to be located and headquartered at. And it just is a little bit of a logistical thing that has to take place. So we're going to take a slight vacation, if you will.
A sabbatical.
No, I look at it like that. Crowder does this a lot. He'll take a whole month off to get ready for the next version that is happening. And that's exactly what is happening here. With success, you have to grow and you have to adapt. And that's exactly what is happening right now. So we are super excited to be bringing this to you guys, and the reaction and the support of this podcast has just shown that this is what you guys not only want to hear, but what a lot of people enjoy hearing. So we feel it's our obligation and our duty to do that the best that we can, make it the best that we can, the biggest that we can. And this is what we feel we needed to do to take this even further than it already is. So that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
So that's the big, huge, gigantic announcement today is that Graham Allen's Dear America podcast, not the Dear America podcast with Graham Allen, but Graham Allen's Dear America podcast will be going independent. And we're super excited about that because we can do whatever we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it should be super, super exciting. We're going to get some more microphones added. We would love to start having some situations where maybe there's some contest and some of you can get flown in and be a part of the show. Mm-hmm. You know, Rick and Bubba does that a lot.
Yeah,
I really like that,
like
you know,
yeah,
kind of thing.
Yeah.
There are a lot of big things happening.
Do you know how long the break's going to be? I know everybody's going to be wondering.
Well, you know, the roughly month of November probably will be the break because we run into the holidays there. So yeah, our goal is absolutely at the latest to start having the podcast coming back by the first part of December. That's the goal, is to have it there. Of course, if you follow the social media pages, we're going to keep you updated every step of the way.
Yes.
We're going to start having teasers, what the new design looks like. I mean, this is truly like a bigger, better version that's going to come out of this show.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something to actually be really excited about. Mm-hmm. But we want to make sure that we do right by you guys. And we want to make sure that it's right, it looks good, it is better. And we just have to do our due diligence and get that ready and set up for you guys. I will say this. My promise to you, the listeners, is the first episode back, we will have a gigantic guest. Can't tell you who it is yet. I'm not even sure I know. But that is my vow to you guys, mm-hmm, is that the first episode back, we are going to have a mega, mega guest on the show. We're essentially going to do what we did when we launched it the first time. We're going to have a lot of
good
things
lineup
lined up to really push the thing back out.
Mm-hmm.
So we're excited, guys. And we hope that you guys are too, because this is going to be the beginning of something really, really, really big. And we feel that. We really do. And it's because of your support. It's because of, you know, your believing in us. And we are not going to let you down. So we're super excited. That's pretty much it. I mean, yeah,
that's two huge announcements this week.
The book is coming out. And yeah, we're going independent and we're taking the podcast on the road and all this other kind of stuff, which we...
And if anyone wants to donate a tour bus, we will gladly.
Yeah, if anybody has a tour bus just sitting
there
around, you want to donate, you know, that'd be great. But anyway, so guys, thank you guys so much for all the support.
Yeah.
If you're
thank
already
you
a subscriber, do not do anything. Nothing changes for you at all. You're basically, when the new episode drops, it'll just have
up
a different looking picture, yep, and you'll
right
wonder why the picture changed. That's it.
Yep.
You do nothing. Thank you guys so much for all the support. There's some big, big, big things happening, and I really think that you're going to like it when it actually launches. Thank you guys for making this podcast bigger than we ever thought that it could be.
Yes, thank you.
We owe you guys, how we all live these days. And we're very thankful. We do not take that lightly. And this next version of the product is going to be huge for you guys. And we're really excited about that.
Yeah.
So, for the last time of the Dear America with Graham Allen podcast, Alyssa, where can they find you?
Alyssa Allen on Instagram. And I will say really quick, if y'all follow our stories, we keep you updated on some more announcements coming and then also on the podcast. So
yep,
just throwing it out there. Yep. Stay up to date.
Jake?
Find me on Instagram at producer_Jake.
Yep. And as always, I am Graham Allen. This is the final episode
aww
for the Dear America with Graham Allen podcast. But fret not, coming very soon is the bigger, better version
2.0
of Graham 2.0 Allen's Dear America is on its way. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you
for listening. We're coming back stronger and better than ever. This is going to be huge, and you're actually going to be a part of it.
Yay.
Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you again
and
later.
Happy Halloween.